Motor Talk with David Berthon, thanks to ASV Puncture Free Tyres, the safer, smarter choice.
Jeep gave us a new small Compass SUV last year. The old model had a poor reputation, but this new model is vastly better and now with better support. I drove the Jeep Compass Limited, a 2.4 litre petrol, all-wheel drive, 9-speed automatic, standard at $41,250. Quality is the first big update and it had to improve, while the 9-speed automatic is first rate and perhaps must. The fact the 2.4 litre engine lacks punch and for this reason is a little thirsty. The competition in small SUVs is intense and there's some very good players. The Jeep Compass Limited has a swag of features, however: full leather trim, full and part-time four-wheel drive, parking sensors, a rear-view camera, heated seats, sat-nav, just to name a few. On road, it's very well soundproofed, while the 9-speed auto gives it a real air of refinement, driving dynamics the surprise, great ride handling and steering. Interestingly, the Compass is built at a new plant in India. The quality on the test car hard to fault, and so it should be, for Jeep in this country previously burnt a lot of customers with low quality and poor warranty support. It's on a hard road back, thankfully, with better management, but sales year-to-date are 27% behind last year in a very tough market. Fuel economy is the only real criticism of the latest Jeep Compass, apart from a lack of autonomous emergency braking, but a vastly improved model in a number of areas. I'm David Berthon.